Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more, plus advance notice of close-up series conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Saugerties, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org. That's upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Scout in Ithaca, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Timmy Thacolio reports in the Times Union that an annual Department of Environmental Conservation study found that striped bass spawned at historically low rates last year, their worst spawn in the Hudson River since 1985. In a comment to the newspaper, a DEC official said that the stock of striped bass has been, and I quote, lower than desired since 2012, end quote, and that, and I quote, while 2023 was a below-average year for juvenile striped bass in the Hudson River, the values observed in recent years are within the range of normal, end quote. But while the DEC says publicly that it is not concerned, at the January 24th meeting of the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, which sets fishing regulations along the East Coast, most of the written comments from anglers called for extending emergency regulations put in place last year to slow population decline. The Hudson River is one of the two main breeding grounds on the East Coast for striped bass, and each spring, schools of hog-sized stripers come from the waters off the coast of the Carolinas. Conditions in the other major breeding waters, the Chesapeake Bay, are worse. Tony Frederick, policy director of the American Saltwater Guides Association, said, and I quote, "There's no way that the Hudson, or any other estuary system in the striped bass range, can produce the number of fish that the Chesapeake can. And that's the problem," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Luke Parsno reports in New York State of Politics that the Citizens Budget Commission says New York ranks first in the nation in taxes and second in spending in 2021. New York, on average, collects $135 per $1,000 of personal income per person. Only Alaska beat New York in spending, which was 50% more per capita than the national average in 2021. The commission's report said, and I quote, "Higher than average taxes and spending is not inherently bad. New York has long chosen to levy high taxes to fund an extensive array and level of services that are relatively high cost. The issue is whether the value proposition, are residents and businesses satisfied with what they get, what they pay for, and what they need, continues to hold and bolster New York's future. Many progressives in New York have advocated lately for raising taxes on the rich, which Governor Kathy Hochul has resisted." Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. The phantom snowstorm on February 13th delayed Catskill schools 2 hours and shut down Greene County Transit, even though few flakes fell. The storm was predicted to drop up to a foot of snow on the area, but then shifted south of Kingston as it approached the area. In Catskill, there was no sign of any snow when the students arrived 2 hours late. Anyone hoping for the white stuff to fall might not have to wait long, with the National Weather Service predicting a 70% chance on Thursday night and a 40% chance on Saturday. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, February 14th. Local early morning temperatures range from 16 degrees in Tannersville to 28 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 35 degrees. With a high of 32, today is going to be freezing. Brr. Great time to wrap up nice and cozy with whoever or whatever gives you that warm and fuzzy feeling. Overnight, you want to keep that feeling going as temperatures drop to 20 degrees. That's the kind of cold that makes them faucets drip. Tomorrow gets a little warmer. 37 degrees happens at 3 p.m. Then about an inch of snow is expected to fall through the night. Snow stops falling and starts blowing across those roadways as gusty winds usher in a Friday with a high of 38. Saturday looks like light snow all day long with a high of 33. Sunset today will be at 5:11 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:49 a.m. Looking way up, we see we are in the third day of a solar radiation storm. G1 class magnetic activity is expected. X-class flare chances have dropped to 15%. Plasma winds will be average at 468 kilometers per second with a thin density of less than 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 MHz till dark, then fair below 60 MHz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 122. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Broadcast over any FM car radio.
Hey, good looking! We'll be back to pick you up later!
Throw away your bulky transmitters and broadcasting towers. The Superstar Celebrity Microphone lets you hear your voice through any AM radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
He's in for some loving.
Welcome to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda. I'm Amanda.
I'm Jenny.
We're going to tell you about what is playing in the theaters around the area. Jenny?
I'll start by taking us over to the Crandall Theater, which is located in Chatham. We have American Fiction, The Zone of Interest, Poor Things, and Babe. And if you're interested in any of these movies and their particular showtimes, you can head on over to crandalltheater.org.
Amazing. I'm going to tell you about what's playing at the Wyndham Theater in Wyndham, New York. We have Bob Marley, One Love, Dakota Johnson starring in Madame Web.
Madame Web.
And Argyle. You can find out more about those showtimes and movies at WyndhamTheater.com. That's WyndhamTheater.com.
All right. And now I'm going to tell you about what's playing at the Upstate Films locations, starting with the Star Cinema, which is the one in Rhinebeck. So we have The Taste of Things, which I've been dying to see, so I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
How Should a President Be? A movie clip driven conversation. The Zone of Interest. Love Jones. Wallace and Gromit, The Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
Oh, fun.
Kate Simon in conversation with writer Holly George Warren. American Fiction. The Sweet East. And the Oscar-nominated animated shorts and the Oscar-nominated live-action shorts. And then heading on over to the Orpheum Theater, which is the location in Saugerties, we have Pianoforte, Anselm, Hundreds of Beavers. Your guess is as good as mine. Bob Marley, One Love. Bob Marley, One Love with live musical tribute. Wallace and Gromit, The Curse of the Were-Rabbit. American Fiction. The Boy and the Heron. And you can also see the Oscar-nominated animated shorts and the live-action shorts at the Orpheum Theater. So if you're interested in any of those showtimes, you can go to upstatefilms.org.
Gorgeous. I'm going to tell you about what's playing at the Spotlight Cinema in Hudson, New York. That's the 8-screen theater that's on Fairview Avenue. We have Bob Marley, One Love, Madame Web, Lisa Frankenstein, Argyle, Jungle Bunch : Operation Meltdown.
Totally.
So if just like so you differentiate from the other Jungle Bunch movie. The Beekeeper is still there. Wonka is still there.
Yes.
They're playing Dune again because the second one comes out on the 1st of March. Oh. Dune 2. Which everyone's going nuts about the popcorn buckets. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. So they're replaying Dune. And they're also replaying Disney and Pixar's Turning Red.
Ooh,
which is so fun.
That's
which
so
I'm assuming is because of Chinese Lunar New Year.
Yeah.
So that is, again, at the Spotlight Theater in Hudson, New York. You can find out more at thespotlighttheaters.com.
That's so exciting. I feel like also Turning Red was a COVID movie, so I don't think it ever had a theater release, maybe.
Oh.
I don't remember. But...
really good point. So maybe they saved it until Lunar New Year.
That's
which
so
would be really cute. That movie is great.
Yeah. All right. And now I'm going to tell you about what's playing at TSL, which is otherwise known as Time and Space Limited in Hudson. We have, let's see, this week we've got the Oscar shorts in animation and live action. There's also the same film, Anselm. And James Baldwin, : something. Sorry, I can't quite see it.
I'm looking at the whole calendar.
Oh, I heard it through the grapevine, of course. That makes sense. James Baldwin, : I heard it through the grapevine. And it looks like you can still see The Zone of Interest and Perfect Days there, depending on what day you go. So their calendar is a little more complicated, so I would strongly recommend going to timeandspace.org to look at the particular show times, depending on what day you're available and what day you'd like to head on over to TSL.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
From Kinderhook, that was Rasputina with Watch TV on the radio at WGXC.
when love falls from the sky. Nobody ever asks why. You just take it or you leave it where it was. But there's just one kind of love you can spend your life dreaming of. For the love of a sweet loving.
Hello, and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries. My ears perked up when a friend suggested that we try out Sushi Makio.
What's Masago?
Fish eggs.
Okay.
At 1088 Morton Boulevard in Kingston.
Are we sharing or doing our own?
We picked up a third dining companion and drove to Sushi Makio.
Okay. Our rolls. Okay.
Which is well lit with an L-shaped sushi bar.
Thank you.
Two chefs assembled dishes behind a glass service window.
We've got a Himalayan salt lamb, which I also have at home. We've got an owl.
There's martini glasses, oranges, avocados.
No, those are persimmons.
Persimmons, okay.
An instrumental version of a Justin Bieber song played gently in the background. Our waiters described specials as we looked over the menu.
I have sautéed shishito peppers.
Okay.
Finish off with the koji sauce and sesame seeds. I have steamed mussels. The mussels are first sautéed in garlic. And I have raw oysters on the half shell from New Brunswick, Canada.
My dining companions decided to share some rolls.
Okay, well, we're gonna split some rolls.
And a fried oyster appetizer.
Xmas, a fusion, a TNT.
Can we get a scallop roll? Is that possible?
Okay, scallop. Wait, is there any roll that you would recommend?
This Old Capitol, which is very good if you like a little spicy.
Maybe Old Capitol, if I were to get one, but I don't know.
Let's get an Old Capitol. Yeah, okay. And I do wanna do an order of the fried oysters.
You got it?
I ordered the sashimi dinner, which comes with miso soup.
Okay, well, I think I'll do the wakame.
As well as a seaweed salad.
Wait, so which rolls did you guys get?
TNT.
What's TNT?
Like something with tuna and cucumber or something?
We got Xmas roll. Xmas. That's like...
The fried oysters arrived in the shape of small footballs with a golden panko crust.
Is it like...
It's like the oyster. It's very fat. Slimy. But like good. It's like juicy.
It's like light on the outside. Like poppy. Like...
Is it crunchy?
Mm-hmm.
My wakame seaweed salad had a particularly sweet sesame dressing. My dining companion's rolls arrived, sprawling across a large platter.
The Old Capitol actually is like a salmon. It basically is a spicy tuna roll, but with salmon draped over it.
It included the Old Capitol roll with spicy tuna, cucumber, salmon, and spicy mayo.
The fusion. Fusion.
Okay, and that has avocado.
Tuna yellowtail.
The fusion roll with tuna, salmon, yellowtail, and avocado, and the TNT.
Spicy tuna with a eel laid on top of it with spicy mayo and, like, eel sauce on it.
My sashimi plate had three pieces each of salmon, tuna, yellowtail, sea bass, and octopus, plus three pieces of seared tuna with a light soy sauce.
Okay, I have
a... Wow. It is intense. It's like a lot of salmon.
Ooh, it's really spicy. I like
it. It was served with a mound of wasabi and ginger. I was delighted by the spiciness of their wasabi, which was the unadulterated kind. My dining companions tried to identify their special roles as I gazed longingly at their order.
And we have Xmas, which is just tuna, avocado, cucumber.
Oh, wonderful.
Some rolls were drizzled with pink, spicy mayo, or dark, sweet soy sauce, and had variations of outer toppings, like thinly sliced avocado, crispy tempura flakes, and masago.
Tea ice cream topped with some red bean sauce. We have a creme brulee, ginger creme brulee, with some raspberries and blueberries on top.
One of my dining companions was lured by the sound of a dessert.
The matcha crepe cake?
Is it good?
Yes, it's very good. If you like green tea, I definitely recommend it.
A green matcha crepe cake.
Like maybe it has a pokey piano.
Stick. It has a pokey stick leaning on it.
Matcha pokey stick.
It was served over a zigzag
swizzle
of raspberry syrup
on a white plate.
7 blueberries.
Mm-hmm. With blueberries and a green pocky stick.
It looks a little dry. Thanks very dry.
Thank you.
I wish it was fluffier.
1 week later, a recent Bard MFA graduate suggested that I check out Bubby's Takeaway Kitchen.
4 types of salsa, 1 chipotle, 1 green jalapeno.
At 19 West Market Street in Red Hook.
A truck or a stand somewhere near here.
Bubby's, which was originally a seasonal burrito stand.
They have whole coconuts.
Is decorated with small cactuses growing out of tea tins
and lots of plants
and painted portraits of dogs.
1 carrot habanero.
They have a self-serve salsa bar
and a Mexican chicken soup.
Their menu is comprised of burritos, variations of burritos, tacos, quesadillas, salads, and chips.
So can I try the burrito bowl?
I ordered the burrito bowl.
Okay, sour cream, okay?
Yeah. But maybe on the side, if that's okay?
Sure.
Guacamole can be added for a small fee. Wahine ilike. I looked into my bowl.
Chicken is very shredded. It looks dry, but it's not.
Which was layered with romaine lettuce, black beans, and shredded chicken.
What is that?
It's the burrito bowl.
Burrito bowl?
Burrito bowl, yeah. Topped with tomatoes,
which I wouldn't quite call pico de gallo,
cilantro, and sour cream.
Definitely an ideal keto meal.
The shredded chicken was tender and hot, and all of the elements of the bowl resonated with homemadeness.
I would have cut the lettuce a little bit into a little bit smaller pieces.
I wished my pieces of lettuce were chopped instead of torn into large flat pieces.
There's just a lot of liquid.
There was a little bit too much bean liquid at the bottom of the bowl, which along with the tomatoes and lettuce produced an overly wet quality. Unsatisfied with my previous recording sessions, I headed to a third location, also recommended to me, Tomo Sushi at 330 New York 212 in Saugerties.
It's a square plate. There's 2 rolls.
I arrived at an odd hour and was one of 3 guests in their dark and spacious dining room.
Uh-oh. We got company.
Until a family of 4 was seated at a booth next to mine.
There's a family sitting next to me.
I ordered the amazing tuna roll.
Has spicy tuna on the inside. And some of the pieces seem to have some crab or something in addition to the tuna. And then on top, there's white tuna and some pink tuna and avocado. And it's drizzled in a very light yellow sauce.
The black dragon roll,
which is shrimp tempura, is drizzled with like teriyaki sauce, and then the 2 pieces on the end have shrimp tails coming out, and then the other pieces don't have shrimp tails coming out. They're just round pieces with eel and avocado and the teriyaki sauce, which is elegantly drizzled over every single piece.
My sushi was plated with both rolls framing the yellowtail sushi in the middle.
There's not a lot of people in here, so feeling a little self-conscious about talking to myself.
Although my shrimp tempura roll was under-seasoned and not warm enough,
the wasabi could be a little spicier. It's very green.
The tempura had a strong crunch. The amazing tuna roll was loosely lacquered in the chef's special sauce.
I think this sauce might be like a honey mustard type of a sauce.
I found the peaceful music soothing. Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC.
That was Rodney Allen Greenblatt, a Catskill-based artist, with his 2018 electronic album Beep Beep Type Music. That's the song How to Avoid a Dystopian Future from Rodney Allen Greenblatt.
Based in Kingston, here is Leah Bertucci, joined by Henry Fraser, Lucia Stavros, Lester St. Louis, and Matt Evans, with the song Vapors from her 2023 album Of Shadows and Substance.
Thank you.
Next, we are going to hear two Hamlets, a track from the 2023 album Reflect and Oppose from Sky Furrows. That's Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer and Albany-based musicians Eric Hardiman, Mike Griffin, and Phil Donnelly. Here is two Hamlets from the 2023 album Reflect and Oppose from Sky Furrows.
Fell down a well, won't be rescued or revived. Shear an idea, remove an outgrowth, shove aside. A shiv, a jagged piece, an uneven blade to do it. Open fissures and discourse, what I think has cracks in it. Trim it, give it a lather, a steam towel. Big smile, gosh, looks great, I'm glowing. Shave a few pounds, rave about a new show on Netflix. Project a disembodied speaker, brush dirt off my sweater. Dialogue, exposition, imperative persona. Wipe it out, erase it, deploy predictable patterns. Toward the mountains, slightly firm and sweet, drawn on paper, drawn from memory, drawn forth on a string pulled by a reckless actor, expository portion of a story, a montage, hats, gloves, anonymous coats, the streets empty of color, marzipan architecture overlooking Delft, the snow turns blue, already grieving for the self I was 5 minutes ago. Decorated wrong, stone-tongued, horned evil, just pick a way to go. In distress, I'm a mess, untogether, lacking finesse. I miss you, there I said it, but under my breath. Unsent texts, vats of words, add more to unsaid. First, rage of gold, rock inside, outside. In the library, I split from myself. I no longer had to choose. House beneath the pines, beneath thinking and watching Chopped and feeling sad about the breakup. I spoke a different language. I was Slovenian. I bent down to smell a flower. It was yellow and red and pink. It was any color it wanted. It split from itself and made a new flower, spreading sweetness in blue sugar air. Bitter green celery raga of air. Spinning air, turning air into air. Kettle water, spinning yarn. Spinning rail, spinning tangled trail. Knitting, thickening, tangled, never untangled. Iridescent insect, thrumming air. Spinning rage into gold, rampage, rose tone, rag, spinning song. Outside the measure, inside, outside philosophy, touching, two hands hold. Two perfect hamlets, being and not being. Ride in the car to the fast food restaurant. In suburban headlight night with mom and dad. Who will see the golden arches first? Two perfect hamlets, being and not being. Ride in the car to the fast food restaurant. Two perfect hamlets, being and not being. Two perfect hamlets, being and not being.
Skyfurs from 2023 album Reflect and Oppose. That was Two Hamlets.
A bill in the New York State Legislature could alter how the foster care system operates in the state by ending the requirement that parents have to pay for their child's stay in foster care. New York collected more than $2 million in 2021 from low-income parents with kids in foster care. These so-called maintenance payments include a 9% interest rate. Jill Barrick, a University of California, Berkeley professor who tracks this issue, notes half of these families make less than $10,000 per year.
So that means that of their meager monthly income, they may be handing over $10 a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month. And any of those increments, as you can well imagine, can turn a family's finances upside down.
She adds the bill faces little opposition, with many in the child welfare system supporting it. If it doesn't pass, Barrick notes, taxpayers will continue footing the bill for most payments since parents aren't usually able to make them. California, Michigan, Montana, and Washington have already taken action to end systems like this. The bill is now in the New York State Senate Judiciary Committee. Federal law required state child welfare agencies to collect payments from parents with kids in foster care when appropriate. But in 2022, the Administration for Children and Families issued new guidance urging local agencies not to pursue such payments. Barrick says the current system puts some families in situations that risk being able to get a child out of foster care.
Maybe they were making their rent payment, but now they don't have enough money for rent, so they lose their apartment. And then the judge says, well, you don't have a home for your kids to come back to. So when they make the payments, it extends kids' stay in foster care.
About 3 in 4 New York kids in foster care age out of the system rather than find a permanent home, which is well over the national average of 52%. The number one reason kids enter foster care is neglect, which some child advocates say could be related to the poverty families face that makes it difficult for them to care for their children. This is Edwin J. Vieira for New York News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're updating recent stories today, including Donald Trump's request for a stay from the U.S. Supreme Court on his immunity case, action by the FCC on the use of AI and robocalls, and more misguided attempts at large-scale hand counting of ballots. In an emergency appeal February 12th, former President Donald Trump asked the U.S. Supreme Court to freeze the special prosecutor's 2020 election case and the unanimous D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that Trump did not have immunity. Trump's lawyers argue that it would radically disrupt his campaign if he stands trial during the height of the election cycle. In a unanimous vote, the FCC announced new rules February 8th banning AI-generated robocalls, giving law enforcement more tools. The announcement follows sanctions against a Texas company which attempted to suppress turnout in the New Hampshire primary using an AI-generated voice of President Joe Biden. Wyophile News reports that Wyoming's highest election official has expressed support for a Republican proposal to give the Park County Commission the option of hand-counting its almost 17,000 ballots instead of using electronic tabulators. Secretary of State Chuck Gray campaigned in 2022, suggesting irregularities with the electronic tabulators in Wyoming's 2020 elections. Donald Trump received 70% of Wyoming's 278,000 votes. We have links to details on all these stories at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Thank you. Thank you.